Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 5. Narada's teachings to Vasudev. So the 27, or what is it? Huh? 27 and 28, but 27 is the verse up there. Dvapare Bhagavan Shyama. Pita Vasa Nijayudaha. Sri Vatsadhibir Ankaischa. Lakshanar Ulakshitaha. Dvapare Bhagavan Shyama. Pitavasa Nijayudha. Shivatadhir Ankaischa. Lakshanar Upalakshitaha. Dvapare Bhagavan Shyama. Pitavasa Nijayudha. Shri Vatsadhir Ankaischa. Lakshanar Upalakshitaha. Hare Bhagavan Shyama. Vasan.
Vapare Bhagavan Shyama. Pitavasa Nijayuda. Shivatsadhir Ankaischa. Lakshmi-rupa-lakshitah.
Vapare
Bhagavan Shyama.
Vapare Bhagavan
Shyama.
Vatsa
Dir Ankarshanti. Lakshmi Rupa Lakshitah.
Hare
Bhagavan Shyama.
Vatsa
Vijayida.
Vatsa
Dir Ankarshanti.
Dvapare, in Dvapara Yuga, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Shyama, dark blue, Pitavasa, wearing a yellow garment, Nija Ayuda, having his own particular weapons, the disc, club, concha and lotus flower, Srivatsa Adivi, by Srivatsa and others, Ankai, bodily marks, Cha, and Lakshanai, by ornaments, Upalakshitaha, characterized. Translation. In Dwapara Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears with a dark blue complexion, wearing yellow garments. The Lord's transcendental body is marked in this incarnation with Sri Vatsa and other distinctive ornaments, and he manifests his personal weapons. Purport. The Lord's transcendental body in Dwapara Yuga can be compared to the color of a dark blue flower. The Lord exhibits his personal transcendental weapons such as Sudarshan Chakra, and all the limbs of his body, especially his hands and feet, are decorated with auspicious symbols such as a lotus flower and a flag. And on his chest, the Lord manifests the Kaustubha jewel, as well as the auspicious Sri Vatsa, the whorl of hair curling from left to right on the right side of the Lord's chest. Actually, such auspicious marks as Kaustubha and Sri Vatsa, as well as the weapons of the Lord, are present in all of the Vishnu Tattva incarnations. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that these universal characteristics of the Lord mentioned by the sage Karbhajana are indications of the Krishna avatar. Because Krishna is the source of all incarnations, all the symptoms of all other incarnations are to be found in his transcendental body. I should do 28 as well? Okay. Sankada Purusham Martya Maharajo Palakshanam. One more time. Sankada Purusham Martya Maharajo Palakshanam. Yajanti Veda Tantrabhyam Paranjignasavo Nripa. My dear King, in Dwapara Yuga, men who desire to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Enjoyer, worship him in the mood of honoring a great king, following the prescriptions of both the Vedas and Tantras. Purport. When Lord Krishna was leaving the city of Hastinapur, Arjuna personally held an umbrella over the Lord, and Uddhava and Satyaki fanned the Lord with decorated fans. In this way, Emperor Yudhishthir and his followers worship Krishna as the greatest of noble kings, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, at the Rajasuya sacrifice, all the great souls of the universe elected Krishna As the King of all kings, the greatest personality, deserving of first worship, such reverential worship of the Lord is characteristic of Dwapara Yuga. As described in this verse, Maha Rajo Palakshanam. With each successive Yuga, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, the condition of human society deteriorates more and more. As mentioned in this verse, the only favorable qualification of the residents of Dwapara Yuga is that they are Jignasava, strongly desirous of knowing the absolute truth. Otherwise, there is no good qualification mentioned. The inhabitants of Satya Yuga were described as Shanta, Nirvaira, Suhrida, and Sama, or peaceful, free from envy, or well-wishers of every living entity and fixed on the spiritual platform beyond the modes of material nature. Similarly, the inhabitants of Treta Yuga were described as Dharmishta and Brahma Vadanam, or thoroughly religious and expert followers of Vedic injunctions. In the present verse, the inhabitants of Dwapara Yuga are said to be simply Jignasava, desiring to know the absolute truth. Otherwise, they are described as Martya, or subject to the weakness of mortal beings. If the human society of even Dwapara Yuga was clearly inferior to that of Satya and Treta Yugas, we can hardly imagine the truly disastrous condition of human society in Kali Yuga. Therefore, as we mentioned in the following verses, human beings who have taken their birth in the present age of Kali should attach themselves rigidly to the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to free themselves from foolishness. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in Dwapara Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears with a dark blue complexion, wearing yellow garments. The Lord's transcendental body is marked in his incarnation with Sri Vatsa and other distinctive ornaments, and he manifests his personal weapons. My dear King, in Dwapara Yuga, men who desire to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a supreme enjoyer, worship him in the mood of honoring a great king, following the prescriptions of both the Vedas and Tantras. So I get a very beautiful verse. Here we are in Kali Yuga, and although it's described that in other yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, at least they had some qualified conditioned souls. Everyone in the material world is conditioned, forgetful of Krishna. We've left somehow that spiritual kingdom, our relationship with Krishna, and find ourselves embraced by the material body, enamored. Many descriptions are there that were covered over by the three modes of material nature, by our desires, and by our activities. We're creating newer bodies, sometimes better, sometimes worse, but everything is really bad because everything falls apart and dies in this material world. So other ages, different prescriptions of sacrifice and meditation, and many qualifications were there for the participants who wanted to worship the Lord and please him. But just like a parent, when he sees a very small child, helpless child, and sometimes a child that may be challenged, they give particular attention to that child for their safety. They know that they really can't function on their own. They're still young. So that's our great fortune to be take birth in this most difficult of ages, Kali Yuga, where people are enamored by envy, lust, greed, many distractions, many iPhones and iPads and so many physical, mental, emotional distractions are there. When you're driving down the road, you see all the advertisement, you need this, you must buy this, this is for your well-being. So there are many so-called philosophers and teachers in the world that are giving instruction and guidance to students. There are so many schools, but we have our Bhaktivedanta Academy, we have our Bhaktivedanta Gurukuls, and we have our educational systems based on the teachings of the Vedic literature, based on teachings of Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas. So it's not a guessing game. It's not something that we're just creating or inventing our own little fashionable, you know, cult or society. Although sometimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita it does describe the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we are actually following such a great personality as Krishna. Krishna, he appeared, Balaram appeared, and he was glorified and honored and worshipped. But only a very small handful of people really understood Krishna and Krishna's glory. So although there are many, many living entities, actually throughout every atom, there's living entities everywhere. Human life is very rare. And as you see, although you may have studied hundreds and thousands of books in previous lives, again, as young children, you're back in school again. I don't know, if you've ever seen that on a chalkboard, there might be a lot of writing. At the end of the day, they wipe it clean again. The next day, they have to start writing again. So we're all, again, learning. But this time, due to great fortune, we're in the association of those who are aspiring for spiritual life, devotional development, spiritual enlightenment, you know, how to put an end to the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. Yeah. Everyone wants to play, be happy, just like Krishna, he would play with the cowherd boys and run in Vrindavan and play in the Jamuna and go to Govardhan, had all his friends and all the different games and fun activities are there on a spiritual level. But then we're hearing about Prahlad Maharaj, that was in the seventh canto, how Prahlad, he was also born in a demonic family. Many of us are considered to be born in a demonic family because most of our family members are accustomed due to culture or following the ways of the norm of Kali Yuga, you know, eating meat, taking intoxication, not really understanding what to do or what not to do. There's rules and regulations for everything. Many people don't like rules and regulations. I know Prabhupada was giving one lecture in France, and he was mentioning something about the laws of God, the rules and regulations, and the crowd started stirring and making noise. And someone said, Prabhupada, they don't like the following rules and regulations. They don't like the, you know, and Prabhupada said, well, you must follow the orders of God, but people are generally rebellious in this Kali Yuga. You ever see the children, 3, 4, 5 years old, they become a little bit rebellious, and no matter what you tell them, they do what they want to do. I have 2 grandsons. One of them decides, he's the boss. That's okay. We try to guide and give guidance and encouragement. So all of us are working together to, just like one little stick, you can very easily break a stick, but if you put a big bunch of sticks together, in fact, you can't even get your hands around it. It's impossible. They're very powerful, very strong. So we have a society, and we're not simply making up things as we go, but we are following a descending process. Guru parampara, evang parampara praptam, evang rajarshayobitu. So the great kings, the leaders of society, the teachers, the parents, they have a duty and obligation to give knowledge, perfect knowledge, pure knowledge of the goal of life and how to achieve it. And being the dummies that we are in Kali Yuga, slow in spiritual advancement, mentally incapable, intellectually, philosophically not competent to understand the intricacies of the all-powerful Supreme Lord and all the stars and the universes and the creation. You know, the Lord lies in a causal ocean and from his belly comes the lotus flower. Lord Brahma manifests and he was confused. So swimming in the ocean, trying to find it for 100 celestial years, then, you know, performing meditation and yoga, many things that we hear and see, we think, how is it possible? Prabhupada often gives the example of the frog who happened to see the Atlantic Ocean, and he's telling his brother and sister frogs, man, I just saw a huge body of water. And brother frog was saying, how big? 10 times the size of our well? Okay, 20 times. Okay, 50 times the size. No conception how the ocean could be so huge and so massive, it's beyond the ability of the little frog who's contained within the well to comprehend or understand. So what to speak of Kali Yuga in our very tiny, tiny nature to understand the absolute truth or how to get out of this maze, this confusion, this entrapment of Durga, Maya, the great fort. Sometimes they're very proud of some prisons that nobody ever gets out of, this prison, Alcatraz or this or that. You know, they're very proud. So no one gets out of Kali Yuga. Nobody gets out of the material existence unless you get the shelter of a pure devotee. You get the shelter and guidance of a spiritually enlightened individual who has seen the truth. Tadviri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanastatpadarshana. So we have something very beautiful and very wonderful in this age of Kali Yuga. Kali Kali Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishna, just like the parents, they want to make things very convenient for the challenged child and are very attentive to his needs. So Krishna, he figured, well, philosophy might be too much Kali Yuga. So let me come and show by my personal example, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsidam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. So this is our society. It's a society of giving and loving. We say preaching, but preaching is, we're just giving knowledge of the absolute truth. We're like Lord Chaitanya was giving fruits. He said, I brought so many fruits of love of Godhead. And he was glorified. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gora Krishna Maha. That my dear Lord, you're the most merciful incarnation. You're not just giving philosophy and some elaborate procedures of technical worship, and you need to get all these ingredients and say the mantra just right. If you say it wrong, then the enemy of Indra will become the friend of Indra. You know, and Aditi was really mad at Indra for causing the death of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So she wanted to have a son that would kill Indra. But he was told that you have to do it very carefully, because if you do it the wrong way, he'll become a friend of Indra. So although we may not be great reciters of the Sanskrit language, that might not even be our cultural upbringing or tradition, we may not be accustomed to all the traditions and Brahminical high ritualistic standards, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give us something that can take us to the very top. Just like Prabhupada gives the example, you're at the Empire State Building, you have an appointment in the top floor. So I'm going to take the stairs. So you start in the early morning. By the time that you reach it, the office is closed. It's finished. It's too late. Or you can just get on the elevator, take one shot, and beep, 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 and you're up on the top floor. And so we're not making the Krishna consciousness process a cheap process, an elevator process. But this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that the chanting of Krishna's holy name was always available in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. But somehow, due to the age and the influence of goodness, passion, ignorance, different people were capable of achieving or carrying different processes for worshiping God. Prabhupada explains that if one's a multimillionaire and thinks that, well, all this money is for just for my family and for my children, let me renounce everything, just go to Vrindavan with my begging bowl. So you want to cheat Krishna, so Krishna will cheat you as well. If you have the capability financially, spiritually, quality-wise, you should utilize it in serving Krishna. Everything, whatever you have. You have the capability of sitting in meditation for 60,000 years, then sit in meditation for 60,000 years. Kali Yuga, you might only live for 50, 60 years. So you have to chant the holy name. It'd be like medicine. It may not taste and be very attractive. We were discussing, last night we had a little class, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is saying that Nam Namakari Bahudani Jasadva Shakti Tatrarpita Niyamata Swaranena Kala Itadashi Tavakripa Bhagavan Namapi Durdharam Eksham Tahajani Nanuraga. You have so many holy names, they're all invested with full perfection. Everything is there in your holy name, but I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for chanting the holy name. Prabhupada also tells one story about the old man. The lady's telling him, chant, chant, chant. And he says, can't, can't, can't. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna, he says, can't, can't, can't. So he uses his energy in this way. So persons who are distracted, there's one nice verse, Vyavasa Yatmaka Buddhir, Ekeha Kuru Nandana, Bahushaka Hinantascha Buddhiyo Vyavasayanam. That we have to focus our attention and our mind on the goal. And the goal is that I want to get out of this material world. I want to stop the repetition of birth and death. I have my duties, my responsibilities. But somehow, human life is meant for taking up this process. So if I stay in good association, stay focused on the goal, then it'll take me there. Otherwise, materialists are bahushaka hyanantascha. Their mind is always racing here, racing there. How to make more money? How to make a more comfortable living situation? How to find happiness? How to find water in the desert? There must be some water in the desert. And the illusion, the mirage of happiness is there. Oh yes, there it is. And keep going and going. And like an animal who's following a mirage in the desert, there is no water. They die of heat exhaustion and again remain in this material existence. So we want to follow Srila Prabhupada. We want to follow this process as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's amazing what Prabhupada accomplished starting in the Lower East Side. I had 3 weeks in New York, so every day I would go by Tompkins Square Park because I was staying just south of there, and I'd see that glorious tree, you know, circumambulate the tree for vacancies, because Prabhupada would sit at that tree and chant, and he planted the seed. Just like when you plant a seed of a tree, you don't immediately see the tree, but after a while it sprouts up, and if you take care of it, put a little fence around it so it doesn't get trampled on. And as it grows and develops, then fruits, you know, flowers, whatever, something is manifest. So Prabhupada, he planted the seed by chanting Krishna's holy name, by touching the heart of a few devotees or persons who actually could see that there's something magical in this process of Krishna consciousness. And this chanting is very, very mystical. You know, names of God, the glorifying God, calling out to the Lord, my dear Lord, I've been suffering repeated birth and death in this material world. Please pick me up from this ocean of suffering and engage me as one of your servants. So although a devotee doesn't want anything, but we can request like that to be always engaged in Krishna's service, to somehow have an opportunity to do something. Many people come to Vrindavan and say, okay, what can I do? I want to do some some service. And the most important thing, I feel, is that you come and see the deities, you chant with the devotees, and I always give a little cleaning service. You know, sometimes we clean like Prabhupada altar, asana area. Or one devotee came, and he was very enthusiastic. Please, please, you give me some service. I have some time in the morning. I said, okay, you got the temple from 6-7 feet down for the pillars are. You wipe the whole outside of the temple. And then he wrote to me, he said, I'm so happy today because you gave me some service and I feel so satisfied. So Krishna consciousness is not simply a lazy or something that we sit back and watch other people do. Krishna consciousness is something that we ourselves apply to our own lives, meaning that either I want to cook something for Krishna, I want to help cut Krishna's vegetables, I want to wash the pots. We had one devotee, Partha Sarthi, in Miami. Was his name Partha? Huh? The Spanish devotee? On Sundays, if you try to wash a pot, he'd get very upset. It's my job, it's my duty, you know. So he'd be sitting on the pots all day long because for some reason Sunday feast was always a lot of pots and a lot of activity. And I remember also I used to chase, it says we had see Madan because Madan was our temple commander. And so I knew that from the full morning program, take prasad, then I got to find Madan. Please give me some service, you know, that we have to, we should look for service. You'll be enthusiastic to perform service. Then realizations come. If we're reading, if we're following the prescription given by our fabulously wonderful Dr. Srila Prabhupada and taking the great medicine of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That someday you'll start liking that. You'll like the chanting. You'll want to be with the devotees. You want to hear that vibration. And I remember my brother 5-6 years ago, he was going through a lot of personal problems and family problems. And I said, the only solution to all problems in the material world is taking up this chanting of the holy name and hearing about Krishna, hearing the glories of Krishna. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Just beautiful story about the Supreme Person. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaking. Prahlad Maharaj, when all the teachers were gone, he would tell all the students that don't waste your life. From the very beginning of life, in the very youth, once you take up this process of Krishna and Krishna's holy name. So I feel confident, and we should all feel very confident, that Srila Prabhupada is extracted from all the sacred scriptures, from all the teachings of the world, the highest teachings, the Vedic literature. Even Srila Vyasadeva compiled all his Vedic literature. He also summed it up, okay, Amala Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the age when Kali Yuga is there, Krishna is gone, now how religion will be maintained? Srimad Bhagavatam is present in the form of a deity, in the form of this book. Because it's glorification of Krishna. It's singing about Krishna, dancing about Krishna, hearing his pastimes. Everybody wants to hear some fighting scene. So Krishna also, there's no fighting going on in the spiritual world, so he sends Jai and Bijai, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Prabhupada says, he comes to this world, do some fighting, keep the body fit. You know, he makes that joke in Prabhupada. But Krishna has that fighting spirit. We have that fighting spirit. Krishna likes to play joke. We all like to play jokes, isn't it? Everyone likes a good joke. Prabhupada is very, very funny. Sometimes people say, oh, he looks too serious. Prabhupada is very serious about Krishna consciousness, very serious about glorifying Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very serious about helping the conditioned souls to get out of the material world. But at the same time, Prabhupada would laugh and enjoy, you know, slap his leg in such a way that he'd be so happy. And devotees are happy by this process of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Everyone likes a good festival, so we have tons of festivals. Vrindavan, like every day is a festival. If it's the disappearance day, it's a big glorification. Appearance day, big glorification. You know, any day, it's just a big opportunity to have a party. So we like to have parties. Everyone enjoys parties, right? You get lots of Vrindavan Burfi and rasgullas, gulab jamuns, cakes, also many other nice things that are available. So this is a very beautiful process of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and he's given us the essence on a silver platter. He's given us the process in Kali Yuga, which is the fastest, most authorized process to achieve love of God and to give the living entity an opportunity to engage in devotional service, because this is our constitutional position. We have to serve in some capacity. You may think, well, I don't want this to be a sweeper or a cleaner. It's all absolute, you know. Even when Lord Jagannath is moving there, King Prachaparudra was sweeping, and the Lord and his devotees cleaned Gundicha temple, and they themselves showed by their example that cleaning and dancing and chanting and feasting all together, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure in all the devotees feasting together. So we're hearing, we're fortunate enough to be sitting to hear about Narada's teachings to Vyasadeva. How lucky can you be? And then also, if you take the opportunity, you can hear the prayers of Dhruva Maharaj, prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, and Prabhupada's commentaries. Prabhupada was very fond of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and he had great feelings. And we can speculate, well, Prabhupada had this relation or that relation. All we know is that Prabhupada came on the order of his guru and sent by Krishna, and Krishna had a mission for him, and he fulfilled that mission by planting the seed of Krishna consciousness and giving everyone a wonderful opportunity to get on the boat of ISKCON with all its faults and with all its little shortcomings. Everyone knows that every society has troubles and tribulations, and people are not totally fully satisfied, but the process works, and the association is good if you choose good association. And if we work on ourselves and not worry so much about other people's shortcomings, then you're more blissful that way, because you just want to happily chant Hare Krishna, see the good in others. There's lots of bad things going on in the world, but the good thing is that we can all together chant the holy name and honor Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivastadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai, Hare Krishna. So I think 9:45 the time. Anyone have any questions, comments? Yes, Mataji.
I just wanted to say thank you so much, Prabhu, for your strong faith in Krishna consciousness and putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was wondering, did your brother take up the chanting?
He did take up the chanting, and we were reading Bhagavatam together. Then he made a bold move, and I forced him to get a passport, and I brought him to Vrindavan for 2 months. So he spent about a couple of years back, 2 years back, he spent 2 months in Vrindavan and went every day to the morning program and just really appreciated. And still every day he's doing his morning walk and listening to Prabhupada, chanting the holy name. So a very powerful process. He actually felt great relief by chanting, and he actually could, everyone took off. I want to thank all the kids for being here during class. Otherwise, it would have been a completely desert. Yes, so he did take up the process, and somehow it worked. Krishna consciousness works. I even brought him up to the Himalayas. So ninja. Yes, Michelle Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So, Prabhu, you mentioned that we shouldn't waste time, but we should try to seek liberation go back to home, back to Godhead. But what about in the case of Lord Chaitanya when he said, Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth or have a beautiful wife or beautiful enjoy beautiful women or have any number of followers. All I want is your causes, devotional service, birth after birth.
Right.
So what should be our actual one-pointed goal? Should it be we should desire to go back to Godhead or what?
Yeah, we should desire to go back to Godhead. Why not? Yeah, because that is in the forefront. Now, the intricacies of being a desireless, and even Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered, okay, now you stay and do the kingdom of your father, you know, Dhruva Maharaj, they all had some want or desire, and they found a spiritual master who guided them and gave them the process. And as they're achieving, when they achieve it, they realize that I have no other desire than just to, you know, wholeheartedly serve you, my Lord. So I don't think it's not a bad desire to want to go back to God, and it could actually be an impetus to take up the process of devotional service. And as we mature and come to a much higher refined state, maybe that desire will subside as far as any, whatever, wherever, whether heaven or hell, doesn't matter for me. I just want to serve. Prabhu wants to say something. Yes.
I don't have a trace of love. If I had trace of love, what am I doing in the material world? I should have been in the spiritual world, sir. And Prabhupada gave a nice comment on that. Prabhupada said a sincere devotee always want to serve the Lord. And they have nothing to do with this material world. So they want to serve. And everybody should desire to go back home, back to God. So both are there.
So Krishna is very kind. He gives us both options. very merciful Lord. Yes, Mother Mahatmaji. Okay. Microphone.
It was kind of already said. I was just going to say that going back to God, it implies the service. You know what I mean? Like you don't. That's what they do in the spiritual world.
Right.
Is they're performing devotional service. So you can't go back to God without doing that, and you wouldn't want to go because that's what they do there. So basically, this is all a training ground, right?
Yes.
For us to be ready to serve Krishna. In the purest way. So it kind of goes together.
Yeah, people sometimes say, you like serving in Vrindavan? I say, yeah, I do like serving in Vrindavan because it's a chance to try to repay Prabhupada a little bit for him, for what he's given to all of us. And at the same time, devotional service is very rare. So he was not idle at any moment. He was not sleeping. He minimized everything for the purpose of more and more service for Krishna. So this is actually the clue that if you're enthusiastic for service, Krishna will arrange some service. If you're looking to just, you know, avoid the service and sit in the audience and watch the stage performance of Krishna consciousness, then you might have to stay here and keep watching it. But in the spiritual world, everyone is on stage. You know, it's all one big performance of glorification of Krishna and serving Krishna.
I was remembering where a magician came to Vrindavan and was, you know, doing different tricks. He even pulled like a penny. It looked like it was coming out of Srila Prabhupada's ear. You remember that story? And so Srila Prabhupada was laughing and they were all having a good time. And then Srila Prabhupada got quiet and he said, this is very nice. He said, but can you make birth, death, old age and disease disappear? And magician said, no, I cannot, Swamiji. I said, this is the real magic.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I wanted to say this while the kids were here, but they left. You're saying that everything is so attractive in Krishna consciousness. I heard this before, you know, the prasadam is attractive, our dress is attractive, our thoughts of God is attractive, everything is so attractive. So I was thinking that, and then you said planting the seed, Prabhupada did that, you know, But I was connecting the dots with something that Prabhupada, I was reading about what Prabhupada said. And I wanted to say this in front of the kids, like, do you mean that you're saying that we all have to plant the seed? Because we have everything, right? So we have to go around planting the seed. And then I remember what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says, and I take this on Sankirtan every day I go out, make your encounter with other people unforgettable. So that is...
Make your encounter with other people unforgettable.
Yeah, because you are a devotee, so you have the chance.
That's the whole thing. When you're feeling distress about Sankirtan or confused, you think that this might be the only opportunity for this person to take up Krishna consciousness or save this person from a repetition of birth and death. That gives one a little bit of inspiration, thinking that, yeah, by my endeavor, we're not attached. I mean, whether they take or don't take, we'd like them to take, but we're just out of duty trying to give Krishna, you know, in the best way we know how, and it's very satisfying making that endeavor. There's one point that was brought up in Bhagavad Gita. He's saying, for the gross materialist, it is sufficient to know that one has to end this materialistic way of life. But for persons who are spiritually advanced, there's another life after this materialistic life. Before ending this life, if one fortunately becomes Krishna conscious, he at once attains the stage of Brahman Nirvana. There's no difference between the kingdom of God and the devotional service of the Lord. Since both of them are on the absolute plane, to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and to have attained the spiritual kingdom. Yeah, beautiful answer. So we'd be engaged in Krishna's service, engaged in bhakti yoga, we're already in the spiritual platform. Yes, Madam Mohanji.
Two comments. One is that it seems like there's a competition between the devotees and the Yamadutas. Who gets to them first? So if you're a little slow, then the Yamadutas may get there first. So you see that little competition. And then in the process of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita 13.8.12, Prabhupada points out in the purport that one should see the evil, birth, death, disease, and old age. And it says that's an impetus for spiritual life to have this pessimistic view towards the material world because of these inherent faults in it of birth, death. And it calls it the evil of birth, death, disease, and old age. So.
Yeah, if we don't see that everything in this material world ultimately ends up in misery and suffering, then we might think that, hey, it's not so bad. The sun is shining. There's a lot of nice, beautiful people. We can still enjoy life a little bit. Then later, when we get older, we'll take up spiritual life seriously. But that we don't know when that time of death and Yamadutas are waiting maybe with right now at our doorstep. So we should take up the process of Krishna consciousness now and pray that Krishna gives us a chance to perform some devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.